As you have heard, the first reading was from the prophet Isaiah. Isaiah lived 1400 before Christ, and also he was after Moses, and also after so many other also prophets. Moses was chosen by God to bring out the people of Israel from Egypt and lead them to their promised land. And when after they left Egypt, they were in the wilderness, and God promised something very extraordinary. And that was to give them the sign of his presence. So when they reached Mount Sinai, Moses went up to the mountain and received the Ten Commandments, which was the Ark of the Covenant. So there was happiness among the people of Israel. They received it and they were joyful. So they built a tent. So they carried all the way to the promised land, the sign of God's presence. They felt really God's presence, and that gave them courage, energy to reach there. Now this sign of presence, the presence of God, was always with them when they reached even Jerusalem, the promised land. But still, there was something that was going on in the people's heart. They were expecting something beyond what they had received, beyond the Ark of the Covenant. That was the Messiah. The prophets, the writers, the kings were all talking about, you know, the coming of the Messiah. Daniel told his people about the coming of the Messiah, saying, eternal throne will be given to him, eternal throne will be given to the Messiah. And David even told about the coming of Christ. And also Isaiah, as we have heard, said the virgin will give birth and she will call him Emmanuel. And also Ezekiel, the servant of God, is coming. This morning the gospel was about David. You know, David, after he conquered and took control of Jerusalem, after defeating his enemies, the first thing he did was to build a palace for himself. He built a very nice palace and then started living there. But immediately, he was caught off guard with something very special. It really touched his heart because he built a very nice, a very beautiful, great palace for himself. But he saw the Ark of the Covenant still dwelling in the tent. So he called his counselor, the prophet Nathan, and said, look, what I'm doing is wrong. It's not right. I live in such a beautiful palace, and it's not right for the Ark of the Covenant to dwell in this tent. So he decided to build a great temple where the Ark of the Covenant would dwell. And Nathan was so excited, and he said, go ahead, this is nice. So you have to build a temple where the Ark of the Covenant dwells. And to their surprise, God came and said, no, I don't want that. He appreciated the plan of David, and instead he blessed him. And the blessing was that I will keep the line of the descendants which will never die. So I'll keep that, you know, the line of your descendants until the end, until the king rises from your descendants. And that was the promise David received from God. The line of descendants. And that was will be fulfilled one day when the Messiah comes, as it was foretold. So that blessing, as we have heard this evening, has been fulfilled when the Blessed Mother gave birth. Even we heard this morning that the Lord will give him the throne of David, his father. And then if you look at the genealogy of the Gospel, the first chapter of the Gospel of Matthew, first chapter, you see where the line begins with David and goes until the coming of Christ, Jesus. What has been said, spoken, written by the prophets, by the king, has been fulfilled today in our eyes. You know, 2,000 years ago, we have seen the coming of Christ. Now, Matthew goes even further, saying, Emmanuel, quoting from Isaiah, God is with us. So what does it mean to us today when it says, Emmanuel, God is with us? Which means God is with us is that what God has created, all creation is holy and sacred. The life that has been given to us by God is holy and sacred. All of us are the temple of Christ. We are holy. We are, you know, what we are carrying is sacred. So what is the challenge today in today's world? There are so many challenges. Why life is not holy or sacred? Where, you know, the creation is not seen as holy and sacred? So many challenges surrounding human beings in this world. There are people with ideological echo chamber. If you agree with me, you're okay. If you don't, then I don't want you. My way or the highway. We have also politics impacting the life of the people. 3 years ago, I was reading this article from New York Times, and then this the question about what the United States here people think about politics. So amazing that I was, you know, curious to read it. I read it until the end because it says 65% of the people feel exhausted about politics here in the United States. And 55%, they get angry. Why is that? There is something wrong here. I mean, just there is the absence of Christ in the lives of the people. Christ is not there. Look at the social media, which is impacting the life and thinking of people. Because Christ is not there. Christ is distanced. People don't feel the presence of Christ in themselves. So this is what brings, you know, disaster in the world. Why is war going on in Israel, in Gaza, in Ukraine, in so many parts of the world? Where is God? There is the absence of God. That is what, you know, we're experiencing here in this world. So let us come back to ourselves. Let us give place to Emmanuel. Emmanuel is already here in us. So let us give him a place. Let us make him the center of our life. Let us make him our priority. Let us be able to see the world, everything, through the plan of God and through the eyes of God. So let us ask the Lord in this Eucharistic celebration, and as we celebrate and welcoming the newborn Jesus, that he may reborn and renew the whole of our lives, and let us also give us enlightenment, energy, strong to be strong in our prayer life, that the Lord may always remain the center of our life, and that the Lord may always be a priority in our lives. Amen.